Hi, my name is Ben Riga. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft, working on the Windows Phone platform, helping developers like yourself get better ranked in the marketplace. This series, Top Ranked, is all about best practices, the small things you can do in design, development, or even in marketing to make sure that your app is doing the best that it possibly can. Today I'm going to talk about a marketing topic. I know it's not something everyone wants to think about, but if what you're trying to do is build a business or at least make some money out of your app, then pricing is probably one of the most important things that you should think about. And one of the things I've noticed is that, especially for folks that don't have a lot of marketing experience or business experience, that pricing is done primarily for downloads. You're trying to increase the number of downloads. Reality is that if you're trying to build a business, what you should be focused on is revenue. And revenue is not just about downloads, it's also about maximizing the number of downloads at a higher price. And so it's a simple formula. Revenue is price times quantity, or price times downloads. And so you should take advantage of that and don't underprice yourself. So one of the ways that you optimize your price is to do testing. Test what is the optimal price for your market or for the market in general. And the way you normally do that in marketing is using A/B testing. You do that for websites when you're testing different features, but you can also do it for pricing. It's not an easy thing to do. One of the things that you do want to think about, though, is start high. Don't underprice yourself because it doesn't make sense. If what you're trying to do is maximize the amount of revenue that you have on your app, then the best way to do that is to actually price it as high as possible, as high as the market will sustain. And so start your price high, do A/B testing, and then lower it as required. So one of the things that you may be asking yourself or asking me is, how can I do A/B testing in the Windows Phone marketplace? And it is true that you cannot submit a ZAP file or an app to the marketplace and have it priced at different points for different markets. So the way that you would normally do that is that you would submit that same ZAP file to two different markets and price it differently in two different markets. So how would you do that? Well, you need to make sure that when you do submit that ZAP file, that you submit it to two markets that have very similar buying behavior. For instance, you might want to submit the ZAP for the US and for Canada, the same ZAP, submitted twice under two different names, to two different markets at two different prices. Everything else is maintained the same, so all of your imagery and all of your metadata and all of that keywords and all that good stuff that goes around the application should be maintained at this constant level. And then that way you can measure, well, if the only difference is price in the US and Canada, where buying behavior is the same, if Canada is willing to pay $199, maybe I should price my app at $199. So that's my recommendation, is that basically make sure that you are extracting as much revenue out of the value that you've built into your application as possible. So let's just have a quick look. If I dig into my dashboard here, I'm in App Hub. Let me maximize this so we can get the... If I go to my dashboard and pop up, let me just go to one of my apps, and you'll see that it's pretty easy when you submit your app. I'm editing an existing app, so not submitting another one, but it's the same process. So you would maintain the same metadata, and then when you get to the next step, rather than submitting for worldwide distribution, you would select specific markets. So if, for instance, you wanted to select Canada and the US, I would submit one app for Canada, one ZAP for Canada, and submit and check only that. And like I said, make sure that your app is priced as high as possible. Now, in this case, it's kind of a throwaway app, and I'm just experimenting with different things. So I've priced it 99 cents. It's probably not worth more than that. In fact, it's probably worth less than that. But in your case, make sure that if you have a value there, that you price it high. So for instance, the Xbox apps, because they do so much work around them, because the quality is so high, because the design aesthetic is so high, because the brands are such well-known brands, they're able to maintain a very high price point. In fact, the minimum price point for an Xbox Live game is $299, and then they go to $499, and even some of them at $699, because they can maintain that value. And of course, over time, they drop that price down. So that's really all I'm suggesting here. There's not really a whole lot of magic there. It's very simple. A-B testing at different price points, and once you have the right price point, then obviously you would maintain that and submit to all of your markets at that same price point. Now, obviously, you have to monitor that as you submit that zap to those different markets. You want to monitor that and make sure that your revenue stays constant and that you maximize your revenue. Now, over time, you may need to drop the price, but that's something that you'll have to gauge based on your market, based on your competitors, based on what the market will bear. And so essentially monitor that and stay on top of it. So simple tip there. It's a short one. Price for revenue, not for downloads. Make sure that you do your A-B testing. Submit for the same zap to different markets. Like I said, U.S. and Canada are very similar. France and Belgium, for instance, are also very similar. Germany and Austria are very similar. Australia and New Zealand are very similar. So anyway, take advantage of that and submit. Do your A-B testing. And get a sense for where your price should be. As I've said in the past, if you have tips that you think other developers can benefit from, then let me know. I'm more than happy to take advantage of that. Send me an email, benriga@microsoft.com, or send me a note on Twitter, @benriga, and I'll be sure to include it in an upcoming episode. So with that, I hope your app gets top ranked, and that we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you. Talk to you soon.